pray with me. Good and gracious God, may the words of my mouth and meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. What does a day in your life, your wilderness, look like? What are some of those frustrations that you have felt from the struggles of day-to-day life, especially during a pandemic? Over a year since the pandemic hit, has taken its toll on people financially, physically, and spiritually. And to do ministry during a pandemic has taken its toll on pastors, too. Many have tried to do what is best for the well-being of their congregation, only to meet with opposition and conflict with some of their church members. For many churches, the weekly worship attendance has never recovered. Offerings are down, all of which cause anxiety and frustrations for pastors and their parishioners. The inner bickering in churches about whether to wear masks or not and the constant complaining about the worship service has sapped energies to do ministry. Now, all these things and many more have caused an alarming number of pastors to leave their call. So perhaps more than ever, we can understand how Elijah feels. He has fought a good fight for the Lord, but he's tired and depressed and stressed. He's done. He's had enough. He's even ready to die. It is enough. Now, O Lord, take my life. But God does not give up on him. In our darkest moments, God is still with us. And God, and only God in Christ Jesus, can call us back to life. God calls Elijah back to life and to ministry. The words of an angel, "Get up and eat," is God's assurance that he is with Elijah. And despite his situation, despite how things may look, God will provide for his needs. In ministry, the journey and task many times seems like it's just too much for us. Outreach to others all the time can cause burnout. If we do not continually come back here to this place to be fed, to eat, and to drink. The cake Elijah ate, the angel's bread, points to the Eucharist, where we, who are God's children, eat and drink. It's in the Eucharist that we receive Christ, the bread of life, who strengthens our faith and sustains our ministries. In Christ, God the Father draws people to Jesus, whom he has sent, so they can believe and have eternal life. Jesus reveals that he, indeed, is the revelation of God's presence breaking in to the world, our world. God, through the Holy Spirit, plants that seed of faith, a faith that causes hope in what may not be able to see at the moment. We have hope for a better tomorrow, for our families, for us. Jesus explains that he is one with the Father and has been sent by him. In him we put our trust. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Those who are able to believe, those who are able not to give up and to put their trust and hold on to Christ, trusting that he indeed is the truth and presence of God in our lives to give us new life in the Spirit. Jesus reveals the power of God's amazing love and brings into love our lives. so that we can enter into the life of the triune God, so that our very presence reflects the love of Christ. Through the incarnation, God reveals his presence and power to break into this world, to not let anything stand in our salvation. And it is through Christ's humility and suffering and humanity that he reveals the divine presence of God. And on the cross, Jesus gives his flesh to the world as a redeeming sacrifice so that we could no longer just exist but to truly live. That we could truly live as the image of God, truly be human, truly love. Jesus Christ emptied himself so much to become human, gave so much of his life, his very life, so that we could live. And he calls us to take up our cross, to follow him. So ask yourselves, what have you done to take up your cross? Is wearing a mask as you enter the church and leave the church, is that really big enough cross as people of God? If we can't do the little things, then what are we going to do when we are called to do the big ones? The reality of this world is this world would like us to see things a different way. It would like to see the powerful, the ones that win. It would like us to see that hate and bickering and division is all part of life. But we have seen past the veil. We have seen what's on the other side. The truth of reality is that Christ is the victor of this world. And he calls us each day to participate in that victory. And that victory is a victory of love. So I encourage us all to be fed by Christ daily, to live in that love that Christ died for you and me, so we can truly reflect the image of God, truly be committed to God's work here in this place, so that maybe, just maybe, when others who are struggling in this world who do not know Christ may actually see him in us, so they too can experience heaven on earth in you. So they too can come and have new life. Seeing the world is not the way it is, but in Christ, having the hope that it will be the way God intends. Amen.